Hi to all. My name is Roman, and today I want to talk about evolution of prominent startup ecosystem on the example of Singapore. Well, decades ago, startup was a wild notion in Singapore. Conservative and moderate, this society preferred seeing the best brains in the government or in the banks, safe and sound places. Well, starting a company, investing and risking were fads acceptable for a very small handful of people. But the government that became keen on entrepreneurship managed to infect with the startup virus not only the Singaporeans, but also the whole business active part of the world. And now it's a prominent example for other first world countries of how to knock together a group of innovative investors and develop a powerful venture capital sector that work as a keystone for the startup ecosystem. Well, many countries try to repeat the triumph of the Silicon Valley. Of course, you know what this is. And that's unsurprised that Silicon Valley is the world startup leader. But boosts what perfectly worked for one place and time, technologies, unparalleled brains, venture capital, a huge dose of adventurism, refused to work for another countries. Remember miserable efforts of the Silicon Pyramid in Egypt and Japan's science city, just investing tons of money in cool buildings and technologies, and even implementing a super light tax mode. Don't boost business if you miss the key startup ingredient. It's attracting venture capital without a crowd of check-writing personalities that will back your young companies and support them. Building a self-supporting startup community is impossible. When an entrepreneur hears about the idea of making startup in Singapore, he or she would coolly remark with indifference something like, "Singapore? I've heard the government controls everything. How can startups survive there?" But the mind-blowing fact is there is no such country on the planet that has done as much for startup activity than this country done within these last 5 years. Singapore is often compared to Israel in efforts to kickstart a startup system. The country even adopted some principle from famous Israeli Yozma program. However, Singapore version has its own advantages no other country can offer in one package. Well, let's count it. What advantages Singapore has? First, Singapore attracts foreign businesses with its unparalleled, clever and business-friendly laws. Legislation is well considered and easy to follow. Business procedures are laconic and free of red tape and corruption. It's very important. The second one, that Singapore was again dubbed the easiest place to do business by the World Bank in 2014. Procedures of running a business are very simple and transparent here. Paperwork for hiring, firing, filling is shrunk to minimum. It's very great. It would take you to a day to register a company here and get full government support. Low crime index and political steadiness guarantee more peace for your money. Singapore has developed a premium intellectual property protection framework. It's important when you want to patent something, maybe. Singapore is a tax paradise. Personal income tax ranges from 3.5% to 20% for salaries over $230,000. Corporate tax is below 9% for incomes below $2,022 USD, and it's kept at 17% for revenues that are above this benchmark. There is no death, inheritance and capital gain tax. It means that if the revenues were taxed inside your startup, you can enjoy your gains tax-free. Singapore fosters business-friendly migration policy. There is a work pass developed especially for potential entrepreneurs. It's named EnterPass. After incorporation procedure, directors and professional staff can be invited to Singapore under employment pass. Well, both types of business visa give an opportunity to pretend to a permanent residency. With competent assistance and strategizing, obtaining a visa for entrepreneurial purpose is a matter of days. It's simple. Cost of living in Singapore is lower than in other famous business hubs like, for example, Hong Kong. Here you can get affordable and advanced healthcare, enjoy fresh, unpolluted air, and clean, uncrowned public transport, leverage top-notch infrastructure, and be welcomed by cross-cultural and mostly English-speaking, honest and hard-working people. And the last advantage, Singapore government is nuts about innovation as ideas that would be met coolly elsewhere have a chance to get a green light here. Talking about venture capital burst, Singapore has invented a smart way of involving venture capital. At first, the government took the lead and introduced grants to boost startup creating. And on the next stage, it makes startup involve investments from a third party. Well, back in 2009, under technology incubation scheme, the government offered a mind-boggling solution. It will put in 85% of needed capital if an investor agrees to put 15% 5-to-1 scheme. Later, this government share can be bought out anytime. Building startup community requires enormous trust between the government, investors, recruit companies. But success is impossible without such commitments. After Singaporean government kickstarted a robust venture capital sector, startup system became self-sufficient. It's hard to name another government that would support startup attempts to faithfully from idea to life. Such approach works in Singapore till now as early stage venture financing scheme. The government co-invests in team with investors having enough private capital. The scheme is very comfortable for investors as their capital stays with them and they can benefit from it. This way, holders of new and generous investors were attracted. In 2 years, from 2011 to 2013, the amount of venture capital involved in Singapore skyrocketed from modest 27 million SGD to eye-popping to be 2 billion USD. Unlike Silicon Valley model of startup ecosystem, which is hardly replicable somewhere in the world due its special conditions, which can make it possible, Singaporean model is quite universal and can be globally leveraged. Taking Singaporean startup framework as an example, any country can boost its business potential by creating a robust venture capital base. Of course, it's hard to predict the scale of the progress that awaits Singapore in the next 5 years. But if they turn to be at least as effective as they was these past 5 years, I think everything will be great for Singapore. Well, that's all. It's short history, short perspective list. Thank you for listening. Again, I want to thank you One Visa and Visa Express companies for material. So, bye-bye.